And it's finally time for another exciting episode of Sweden's top-rated corporate podcast, Aktörspodden, with your host, Johan Moder Johan Mårtensson. Let's go!
Welcome to Aktörspodden. I'm Johan Moder Johan Mårtensson and we are here at a beautiful place at downtown Gothenburg. Flora Workspace is the only space you need to be if you are in Gothenburg. When you need to work, living at a hotel, highly recommended by us. But let's get down to business. Today, our first English podcast, we have with us our voice guy. It's better that you introduce yourself, so let's.
Okay. Hi there, world. I'm Daniel Volberg. And, well, I'm the presenter at Aktörspodden. So when you hear like a trailer or in the beginning of each episode, it's my voice that's talking there. And I'm 46 years old. I'm a happy guy and I work as a voiceover, of course, in Swedish. And, well, I do English, American English. I do British English and I do characters as well, as most voice actors do. So, and I live a little bit north of Sundsvall in Sweden. So, in the middle of the country.
Yeah, as you told, you are the voiceover for the voice for our intro at Aktörspodden. Are we the only podcast that you have an intro to?
I think so. I was trying to recall, but I think so. I'm doing some kind of outro on a couple of video, like YouTube channels, I think. But no, I think this is the only podcast that I'm voicing, actually.
If Aktörspodden's biggest competitors would come to ask you, can you do an intro for us? Would you do it?
That's an interesting question. If you would not object, I would do it, but definitely if you would tell me that we would prefer for you not to voice another competing podcast, I would oblige. I would not do it.
You would but not? It's
work. No, if you asked me not to, I would definitely respect that.
You
no
would?
Problem.
Okay, that's kind of the nice way to go. Would you?
Yeah. I am a nice guy.
You are a nice guy. Oh, but okay,
yeah,
that's good.
I am a
that's
nice guy.
To the world, Daniel is a nice guy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, but let's get back to business. When did you start with your voiceover business?
Yeah, it was actually quite a while ago. It was 1995-ish. In Sweden, a Swedish commercial radio was legalized, and at the time I was producing music for, you know, like TV and media, and I was thinking, hey, why not start with radio commercials? So I did, and that way I gained a lot of experience from, you know, both writing copyrights, commercial scripts, and also voicing. I did a lot of voiceovers back then. So that's really when it started. And then I had a break for a long time, like maybe 10 years with voicing. I did only music and other stuff. But then a couple of years ago, I thought, hey, why not take it up again? Because I've seen that this market has really grown. And so I gave it a shot, and it's gone pretty well, actually.
Okay, but when you started like the business, was it like only pure in Swedish, or did you have in mind that you could do it in English as well?
No, like 1995, the market was very different from now. Internet was not really big back then. And we barely used internet. I think we had email in my company, but you know, formats like MP3 didn't exist. When we made a production for a radio station, we sent a physical DAT tape to them. so that they could put it in their system. Actually, my company was the first ones to start using MP3 in Swedish radio. And when we sent it to them, they said, "Hey, what is this? It doesn't work in our system." So I had to explain to them, and you know, after a while, they started using it, and now everyone does. I mean, it's.
But I really need to ask. This is a question I have been thinking about. Like, what is the biggest, like, the most famous job that you have done that had the highest reach worldwide? Is it something in the US or in Sweden or?
That's a very hard question, because I really don't know actually how many people listen to or view my productions or the productions I'm in. But I'd say that if you ask me, I recently did something for Cinemeat, and they are an upcoming and very interesting app, where you download the app and then you insert, of course, your name, where you live, what movie theater you go to. And I think they even have, you insert your favorite snacks, and then it matches you with other people who likes the same kind of movies, the same kind of snacks, and obviously live in the same area. And then you can go to the movies together. And this is going to be, you don't say aired, but it's going to be shown on, you know, virtually every cinema in Sweden and the US and wherever they decide to launch this app. So I guess that this has to be the largest project, because I think millions or even hundreds of millions of people will see this commercial in time.
Maybe so. Even bigger than Aktörspodden. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
Not 100% sure yet.
No, you never know. You might explode on the market.
Yeah. Oh, even more. Explode even more. Like, now we're doing this on English. You never know. You never know.
You never know. You never know.
But as you we have been talking about, but then accent. You told me and that English, American, but Scottish and Irish. Is that something you have been working on, maybe to add more accents to your?
When it comes to English, I'm only requested to do like three accents, and that is the Swenglish one. You know, when you speak like this, they think it's very cool that you can hear that the person comes from Sweden. And mostly it's like Swedish companies. I recently did a commercial for IKEA down in the Middle East. And I think it was like a radio commercial. And they wanted me to speak, you know, this Swenglish, because it's quite famous worldwide, the Swenglish accent. But then it's like this, you know, a little bit more British, like I do now. And of course, then it's the American English, which come handy when it's about trailers, you know, two people, one world, and like that. So sometimes I also have requests for that. Australian, I don't know. I don't think I would fool an Australian to really believe that I was Australian, but I could try, and you know, to sound like Crocodile Dundee. But Irish and Scottish, I really have to practice on those ones, because I've
practice,
never
practice now. Do a little segment.
What should I say? Well, hi. That was Australian.
It was a dwarf from a movie.
How do they sound? The Irish. Well, this ale is not good. It's not cold. I don't know. I had to listen into that before I do. But yeah, I think I have it in me, but I've never been asked to do it, so maybe I haven't put a lot of energy into it.
You get an A for effort.
Thanks, that's good.
But now we talk about, as in the internet have grown and you have been become a, like a entrepreneur over the internet and you can do business from all over. How do you manage the pay? Because there is different currencies and...
Exactly. Well, international customers, they normally they request, you know, like US dollars or euro. It's actually up to them. And most of the time they want me to send an invoice because apparently or obviously they don't know me. And, you know, they want to be sure that I can deliver before they pay. So I send invoices and sometimes they prefer to wire through PayPal or otherwise they do, you know, they wire to my bank account. Yeah. And also, of course, I use Fiverr and I use Upwork. So there, you know, customers can find me. They can just search for Swedish voiceover and they find me there. And they listen to my voice samples and they contact me and say, hey, I have a project for you. And we take it from there.
But are you easy to find?
Yeah, I think I'm easy to find.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
Yeah. I even like the CEO, like the Google, the search. Yeah. But and I searched for Swedish voiceover and I didn't get you like for the first 3-5 people. You were like 7-8.
No, exactly. That's unfortunate because I was on the top page and then something happened to my webpage. And I've been struggling for, you know, like 6 months maybe to see what the problem is. And I'm closing in. But yeah, it was a shame really, because before when you search for Swedish voiceover and you could also search for, you know, loads of Swedish terms like röstskådespelare, berättarröst and so forth. I was on the top page.
You need to translate them.
Röstskådespelare, voice actor. Berättarröst is like narrator.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was very easy to find on Google. I'm still on the first page on like Bing and Yahoo, but they are not as, you know, popular as
Google. Yeah, if you want to be true, like, it doesn't matter if you're first at Bing. Compared to Google, you can't.
No,
like...
compared to Google, you know, because whenever you're going to find something, you say, let's Google it. It's an expression. And so you don't say, let's Bing it.
No, you don't say you Bing it. No, I have never heard you say it.
Let's Yahoo that term.
Yeah, but that's like for the English people or like the Americans that are listening, like the Google is have 100% on the market in Sweden. Google is search engine. You use here.
Yeah, definitely for the American and I'd say European market. Google, yeah. It's a little bit different in Asia, but...
Is Google banned?
I don't think they're banned, but I think
is,
that...
Is Facebook banned in China? I don't know. But
I don't know, actually.
But China is like banning a lot of companies. If you have not been banned in China, you're doing something wrong, I always say. It's kind of funny. but let's get down to the numbers. How much revenue did you have 2018?
2018 was my first year. I started in, I registered my company in, I think it was May. And I was, let's say, $12,000-$15,000, something like that.
Okay, yeah, but you started after 10 years. So And how do you the progress 2019? Will it increase, decrease, and why?
Yeah, it has increased. I will probably end up around, you know, like 20, 25 maybe if I keep this pace. So $25,000. So it's going in the right direction.
But is it a high paying job to be a voiceover, or is it not?
Yes and no. It depends. It depends. I'm the kind of guy that I do what comes in my way within, reasonable boundaries, because I think there is, I have requests for, stuff with a good budget, with a normal good budget. And I do those, of course. But then in between, I do, less paying jobs to stay alive and to gain, demo material and to keep my voice going. So I like to be working and not just be waiting for jobs to come my way.
But so, is Fiverr, if you take Fiverr, is that a high paying job or just a fill out?
I'd say that my average selling revenue there is about $90. So I get jobs which are above that, of course, and I get jobs which are below that. But around $90 per job is my average there. And outside Fiverr, it's of course a little bit more, but maybe I'd say $200-$300 and up to, I had one actually. It was a big project. I had about $1,300-$1,400 for that one.
But Fiverr is smaller jobs. It's not the big jobs you can get.
I've had some TV commercials there, and they pay a little bit more. If you say the most percentage of the jobs are smaller in kind, you could say it's like $50, $100, $125, and so forth.
What is your favorite revenue job? Like, how much would you be like the standard pay to be for a job?
I had one for us. Swedish TV commercial. It was like an introduction, on TV you can hear that this program is presented by and a product, and that one was 5 seconds, and I got 5,000 Swedish. That's $500, 550. So that was very quick, and it was a good brand and a very nice client. And I have a request also for a tire commercial, which will be also aired in Sweden. We will see. That will also be quite good revenue if I get the job. We'll see.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when you do a job like Aktörspod, and now you're on the show, but nobody knows it's you. Like, no, you don't get any marketing. Like, this is Daniel Wahlberg. Nobody wants to have that in their commercials. But I know you use like YouTube to get your, to show this is me. I have done this. Mm-hmm. How can you work with that or even social media to show people like this is what I'm doing, and this I'm working with this company, and this company has had ordered from me? Because if when you put it out on social media and it's IKEA or Aktörspodden or whatever, like brands maybe people know about if they are into that segment of whatever, but how can you like make sure to get even more jobs from the jobs you have already done?
Many voice actors with their own website, they put up clients that I've worked for, and this is something that I need to do, so I haven't done that yet.
Why
haven't I done that? I have focused on Swedish fika and relaxing at my fireplace.
Yeah.
No, not really. But I've actually when I made my web page.
What is your web page URL?
SwedishVoice.org.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my web page, and it's kind of actually the style there is not really contemporary. It's a little bit more old, Western-ish kind of style. You'll see if you go there. I want to do something different and just not blend in with everyone else. But anyhow, you might like it. You may hate it. But what I did there is that I put up videos on the landing page where people can go and just watch what I've done. So I've kind of put my voice in focus, not my clients, on that page. But I know that people, they like to see which clients have you worked with, where have you been used. So it's actually in the back of my head. I need to do it. I'm just going to have to push myself to go through with it.
So that's an F. Okay, that's not even an
that,
A.
That's
for
an F. Yeah. Yeah, very, 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 very shameful.
You don't want to have bigger revenue. Yes, you want to keep the same revenue you have now.
Just stay the same. No, no.
Okay, but right. But move on. Your voice. Yeah? When you're like, you are talking for a job, and if you are feeling low, people can hear it in your voice, right? It blends through. What do you do when you're feeling low?
Yeah, what do I do? I think that I rest a bit, because actually my voice can it can become a little bit what do you say, raspy. It doesn't sound as bassy and clear.
Crisp,
yeah, or yeah. So then I need to rest. Actually, I need to go and have a nap. And I try to relax a little bit. I can watch some interesting YouTube videos. I can have a Swedish fika, as we said before.
Swedish fika.
Swedish fika. Yeah, that's a great thing to do when you.
The Swenglish version. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, when you need to up your mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Or energy. I can light a fire in our fireplace, and try to regain some energy and strength.
Do you read?
I read books.
About entrepreneurship?
And not very much, actually. It's more like...
You don't want bigger revenue. Yeah, I understand. Okay. I understand.
I read novels. I like John Grisham. He's good. He's very good. I like these. I like lawyer stories. I like, criminal stories if they are not too
bloody
and explicit. No, I don't like that. But I like when they kind of find the crime, a body or someone killed.
The thriller and then version.
How they solve it. I love that.
Okay, that's good. But let's go get back to business. And
yeah,
you have your company in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
The taxes are really high in Sweden. Why do you have your company in Sweden?
Yeah, it's because the Swedish laws say that if you are physically living in this country, you are obliged to pay taxes here in Sweden. So, as a single entrepreneur, I live here. Even if I registered a country abroad, it would still end up me paying taxes here in Sweden. So this is why I'm registered here.
But I need to ask this as we are Swedish. Do you like, it's marketed that by the Swedish government that we love paying taxes in Sweden. Do you love paying taxes?
Do I love paying taxes?
Or do you just know where the money is going and you accept it because it's for schools, hospitals? Or do you enjoy paying the taxes, the high tariffs? Do you love to pay them?
Do I love to pay? I couldn't say I love it, because love to me is a strong word. I love my wife. But to love to pay taxes, no, I wouldn't say I love it, but I definitely accept it. And yeah, we have roads and we have hospitals and we have many other things. So I guess I do what I should.
Do you accept? Do we want to increase or decrease or accept?
I accept.
Okay, you accept.
I accept.
Okay, yeah. We move on. You have a big, wide client pool all over the world. How do you find new clients?
Well, we were talking about my internet online presence, which wasn't as good as I hoped for, since you tried to find me and didn't find me. But that is mainly the way I market myself. And I did good up until like 6 months ago, when Google sent me a message and said that, hey, there's something wrong with your website. And I haven't actually found out 100% what is wrong, but I'm still struggling with that. But that is one thing. People should be able to find me by searching for Swedish voiceover. But of course, if they add Daniel, I think I would pop up.
But shouldn't you like tell the market and learn, or like educate is the right word? Wouldn't you like to educate the market that you need me?
Yeah, that would be nice. I actually started to write a few articles about voice acting on my... Where was that? I have like a small... What are they called when you write articles? Please help me. I lost the word.
Okay. Well, a blog. Yeah, okay. A blog. Okay.
Yeah, of course. I would like to spread out to people that they can really benefit from using my voice, of course.
They can have actually, bigger revenue just to use your voice instead of their own.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say to use a voice actor instead of doing it yourself is a great benefit, because a voice actor has, you know, been training for years and years, and we've gone through all the mistakes you can do. So we've learned from mistakes, trial and error, and you know, we've become good at conveying messages. It's not only about, you know, reading a text or reading a script. It's about grasping both what's this text about, what's this script about, but also who is the listener, who is the audience, and how can I reach their heart? Because if you don't reach the heart of a listener, you can never motivate them to action. So that call to action is not only about, you know, a cool sentence that says, hey, go and do this. No, you have to really reach their heart with the message. So this is the difference between a good voice actor and, you know, anyone that you can pick to read a text.
Yes, the things you have explained now, I was thinking about it before when you talked to Cinemate, because it was like you worked at Cinemate. You want to really know the brand and feel the brand if you do a job for someone, that you understand what they are doing so you can get the message out. Or
yeah, definitely. I need to understand not only the contents of what I'm reading, but I need to understand a little bit more behind what is in that text. And preferably, I like to feel that the client also is, you know, a good client, a pleasant client. The better the relationship I have with the client, the better the result of that, you know, commercial or campaign or whatever they want me to record.
Okay. Yeah. I 100% agree. But in the biggest challenge in you have, or the biggest challenge you have ahead, in the corporate life, what is it?
The biggest challenge?
Yeah.
Well, I think the biggest challenge in this, if we can call it industry or market, as in many other markets, is that the competition is fierce. Because nowadays, anyone can buy a good microphone and anyone can record their voice. So my biggest challenge is to really focus on the quality of what I produce. Because I think that is the only way I can compete with all these tens of thousands of people, or even more, hundreds of thousands. So the market is really, you know, it's getting watered down by so many people who offer their services.
To sum up, you want to stay relative.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to, you know, I always want to improve, both as an actor, both as a sound, you know, sound engineer, because I work on that side too. I want my productions and my voiceovers that I deliver to give the customer, you know, that extra thing, so that they can stand out also, because, I mean, the markets are really, really, the competition is fierce now on every market.
Yeah, it's globally. Your goals, 5 years from now, what are your business goals?
My business goals, basically, is to support myself and my wife doing what I do now. And I think I'm like halfway there, something like that. So, but if I could double or triple my revenue, then I would have reached that goal, actually. So that's my goal.
So your goal is like $80,000 in revenue?
Yeah, something like that. 60 to 80,000. Yeah.
Okay, but you need to have like the goal need to be the dream, right? So you need like $200,000 goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That's
or a million. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new goal. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
In Sweden, it's a thing when we say the word is free, ordet är fritt, we talk in Swedish, and then you can say whatever you want. So let's, Daniel, say whatever you want to the world.
Whatever I want to the world. Hello, world. Well, first of all, I do appreciate to be part of the very first podcast at Aktörspodden in English. I consider that to be a great privilege, because this podcast is dealing with many interesting topics. And I'm also happy to be able to have you listen to my voice. And I'm very thankful that you have listened through this entire podcast episode. And well,
that's that.
You can find my... Yeah, that's that. And... to do a little commercializing in the end.
Of course.
I repeat my webpage. It's swedishvoice.org. And if you like to write an email to get in touch, it's very simple. Just write daniel@swedishvoice.org and I'll get back to you.
In 24 hours.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, no. It's definitely max 24 hours.
Is that guaranteed? Like people will get their money back if you don't answer in 24 hours?
Oh, you mean if I don't deliver?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Yeah, if they order within 24 hours, I always deliver within 24 hours. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
To close up, it's been wonderful for you all to be listening to us, me and Daniel. This is Aktörspodden. I'm Johan Mårtsson, and I would like to call to press a call to action button for you all, and I'm pressing like a crazy man here. Comment where you are listening from. It would be really interesting for us to know where you are and where you have been listening from. So comment and share like a crazy. And we had recorded this at Floa Workspace, the best space in Gothenburg. If you're going to Gothenburg, you need to check out Floa. It's an amazing view, the river, downtown Gothenburg, and you can stay and work there. And they have a personal in personal. No, they have colleagues that are in world class. The service is world class there. So a big thank you for listening to Aktörspodden, and I'm Johan Mode Johan Mårtsson. Goodbye.